Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ben. Adam Hogue, CHGO.
Adam Hogue.
Who wants to step into Hub's big shoes?
Hey, George.
Hi, Adam.
Obviously can't step into Hub's shoes, but...
Covering the Bears for CHGO.
Hey, Ben, Adam Hogue again. It was a little surprising that you took this job so fast without coming here first.
Walking in this building yesterday gave me goosebumps.
What's up? Welcome in, Hogue and Johns.
Ryan Pulse, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Two questions about Ozzie Chipillo. Number one, does he look like me?
No.
See?
I'm not the one bringing this up. It's our listeners.
They bring it up all the time. That's good. Number two, what
your face or your the like face? The whole
oh,
thing?
Oh, no way.
They've been calling him Giant Johns.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Adam Hogue.
I'm Adam Hogue, or I'm not Adam Hogue. He's Adam Hogue.
We just need to kick Adam Hodge off the show. Let him come back on Tuesday.
Adam Hoagie or Hogue? Excuse me. I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
And there's so many others on here. Our own Adam Hogue says, just found out.
With Spiegel and Holmes.
Coach, other than the kick being short, were you pleased with the execution on that May Day situation right before halftime?
Yeah, I was, Coach. I really was.
On 670 The Score.
Great to have Adam Hogue on the show. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hoger, thanks for joining us. Let's start with the thing that everyone was wondering about after the game was immediately over. What did you think of the last play?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yeah, I like the play call. I think from everything we've learned in the aftermath, it was a good play call, even, you know, especially from what we've heard from the Packers. Matt LaFleur just in the last hour saying that they were playing the run. We heard from Keyshawn Nixon that he was on DJ Moore and only came off DJ Moore because Evan Williams, the safety, was supposed to be on Cole Kmet, and he bailed on Cole to go cover the flat where DeAndre Swift was. And really, it was just Caleb had to get off the flat earlier and find Cole, and it just didn't happen fast enough. Today on CHGO, I was able to do like a side-by-side breakdown of this play versus the one in Philly last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super interesting because it's from the exact same. So it's right hash. You know, they're closer to the goal line, obviously, but where they're at, you know, from sideline to sideline, they're in the same exact spot. So you can literally go side-by-side from where Caleb gets to the other hash, how the play is developing. And the biggest thing you'll notice is when he goes to throw, he's way closer to the numbers than he was when he went to go throw last week against the Eagles. And that's an indication of this whole thing took longer. You can also see Cole Kmet at the point where he goes to throw it to him yesterday. Cole is back looking for the ball. Last week against Philly, when Caleb went to throw it, Cole hadn't even turned around yet. He's throwing that ball with anticipation. This time he's delayed. He's getting to it late. Now, I still think he could have completed it with a better ball if he leads him probably a little bit more towards the sideline, more towards the corner in the same angle that Cole's running the route compared to what he was doing last week. And instead, it's just a little bit more upfield and short. And so it turns into the interception. At the end of the day, I think it was a good play call. I think better execution from the quarterback. They probably get a touchdown. And sometimes the other play, I mean, guys make plays. Keyshawn Nixon made a great football play on that one. And unfortunately, Caleb didn't get to it fast enough.
It's great stuff. And you're right that he caught them by surprise. I still disagree with it because it felt like creating a win or go home moment before you had to. Like if you run and give yourself the first down, you got four shots at it with two timeouts in your pocket. And you know, you've got opportunities. But either way, Caleb admitted that he thought too much.
Matt, can we talk about that for a second?
Sure.
Real quick?
Yeah,
sorry,
please.
To interrupt you.
Absolutely.
So, because I hear you, and I hear the people that are just like, look, you're running the ball, you got the offensive line, run the ball. But we literally hear the other coach say they're playing the run.
Yep.
So you'd rather run the ball against run defense and just say, hey, you know, gut it out, pile the dust, move the change. Versus what this play actually does, it gives you multiple options. So it gives you ideally an easy completion to DeAndre Swift in the flat. Okay, they covered that. There's also a run element to this. This is the exact same play they ran in the second quarter when Caleb Williams ran for it himself. Go back and watch it. They're on the other hash and they boot the other direction. But otherwise, it's the same exact play flipped and Caleb's able to run for the first down. So you still have a run element on this play. You have an easy completion to Swift, and if both of those are taken, which they were, you theoretically should have a possible touchdown, which is the best outcome you have to get eventually on this drive anyway, mm-hmm. to Cole Kmet. So I can't fault the coaching or the play design on that when the other option is just run it and hope you get it.
I hear you. But the way it ends up being is that he needed to make that touchdown decision immediately, like right away. And instead, look, I get what you're saying. And so maybe it's more on the quarterback. I didn't like the way the quarterback executed, and I wasn't crazy about the call either way. But I hear what you're saying. And the standard is, in this league, when the quarterback is a weapon like that in the red zone, you give him the opportunity. You give Josh Allen the chance. You give Mahomes the chance, right? And so Caleb not quite ready to do that. Is maybe the bigger takeaway from the situation.
Yeah, potentially. Because, look, there's even a world where you – and I don't think this is – and I think Ben Johnson today kind of poo-pooed this too. Like, there's a world where an extremely advanced, experienced quarterback understands, oh, wait, I'm too late on Cole. Mm-hmm. Maybe DJ Moore's coming open too. That's asking a lot to get to like your fourth option on that play.
Right, but we saw that. We saw that a lot yesterday. I watched a lot of Josh Allen several times.
Right.
He stopped when the first or second option wasn't there, and he waited for guys to move and become open. So that's what Caleb needed to do once he was too late, and he didn't do that. So that's part of – I just don't think he's ready to be the difference. And hopefully he will be. But I thought yesterday I ended up leaving saying, man, their guy is much more ready than our guy is, in terms of the biggest moments.
No, I mean, look, no question. I mean, Jordan Love was a better quarterback yesterday, as he should be. Isn't he like in year six now, and he's in his third full year starting? So, yep. It should be that way. And don't get me wrong. By the way, I am not dismissing the argument that the way you're running the ball, the way your offensive line is working, but you did just get stuffed on third down too. And you got to think about it through the coach's eyes, because Ben's thinking, I'm trying to outsmart the defense here. I'm trying to come up with the best. And so I don't think that was wrong either. And I think it's just sometimes you need the execution. And this is the exact same play that worked a week ago against the Philadelphia Eagles. So honestly, like, we can talk about this to death, as we probably will, as we have today and will all week probably. But at the end of sometimes it just comes down to execution, players making plays. Keyshawn Nixon made a better play than Caleb Williams. And it sucks because you just lost to the Packers one more time. And it hurts. And that's okay. It hurts.
How worried are the Bears about Kyler Gordon again?
Well, you have to be worried. Look, we don't know the severity of it. We haven't got a lot of information. It could have been anything from it's really cold, he felt some tightness, let's not push this, to a complete re-aggravation. But at this point, it is December 8th, and even if it's on that, less severe scale that I just gave you, this is a loss. It's starting to become a lost season for Kyler Gordon. And so I think you got to be worried about what you can realistically get from him the rest of the season. And I think a bigger discussion needs to be had for the player in the offseason from a strength and conditioning standpoint. What do you need to do with your body, with your training, with your nutrition, with your hydration, whatever it is, to make sure that this is not something that continues? Because it has been an issue throughout his career. It's been the worst it's been this year with the soft tissue injuries, and they're paying him too much money. Guys, he went at the time of the contract, the highest paid slot corner in the league. So you need that player available, and it's hurting them right now that he's not. And I think it hurt you yesterday specifically. Look, CJ Gardner-Johnson's doing a great job, but there's a reason why he's been moved around and was moved back to safety. He is not ideally suited to be your slot corner against quick wide receivers playing press at the line of scrimmage. And you saw a couple times in that game, he was unable to create an actual physical jam at the line and got beat because of it with clean releases off the line of scrimmage. And I think that it's not a leap to say Kyler Gordon, when healthy, would have been a better option in coverage in those. Really, I'm thinking of two specific instances, but the one being when Christian Watson caught it and ran away from the defense.
Yeah, and I'm kind of worried about Jalen Johnson too, where I know that he's on a pitch count, and that makes sense, right? You're bringing a guy back. Maybe he's not playing 99% of the snaps, but he also didn't quite look like himself athletically yesterday, and I think that was the thing that was surprising.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lawrence. I feel the same way. He doesn't look like he's playing with the same speed and twitchiness right now. I think some of that is understandable, considering the severity of the surgery that he had. And I think it's fair to say it's going to take him a little bit here to get his feet completely under him. Remember, like, he didn't have a training camp. This thing happened right before camp. And I think that matters for a few different reasons. One, so the severity of the surgery – you're basically trying to do everything you do during camp in terms of getting, back into football shape. And you're trying to do it now in season, late in the season, in really cold weather, which doesn't help either. And I think this last part matters too. As good of a player as he is, his only reps in this defense, in this new scheme, were back in OTAs. And so I think there's probably some hesitancy at times in what he's being asked to do schematically, because this is a new defense. And I wonder that one rep, the Bo Melton touchdown yesterday, when he's technically dropping back to be that deep half cover two safety, which is not his primary position. Obviously, he's a corner. If asking him to do that in that moment was maybe asking him to do a little bit too much, and that's why he was a little bit slow to get back there. And when Bo Melton crossed into his half of the field, he wasn't really there. So I think that those types of decisions from a coordinator standpoint, you got to take everything I just said into consideration. And at the same time, he's a really good player who's supposed to be your one blue chip player on the defense. And you do have high expectations for him to execute at a high level. But I thought he was hesitant. I thought he was hesitant too, getting his nose in that back break. I thought the play of the game, as much as we've talked about the interception, was the missed tackle on Josh Jacobs in the backfield. And Jalen was there and had a chance to help. And he kind of just, I think he just assumed the play was being made in front of him, and Josh Jacobs got through there for an explosive run.
That's great stuff from Adam Hoge of CHGO. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And great clips. All right, well, we disagree about Ben at the end of the game. Let's talk about Ben at the beginning of the game. They went 1-for-7 on third downs in the first half. They had 6 first downs. They had 3 points on 5 possessions. Caleb starts 0-for-5. They had 1 run play in the first 6 plays. Did Ben outsmart himself a little at the beginning of the game by not trying to run the ball right away?
Maybe. You know, I found that discussion I don't know how much you guys have been able to hear, because I know it was during your show. His media session a little over an hour ago, he talked about, you know, putting Caleb Williams in a better position to start faster. And he specifically was asked about the third down overthrow. I think it was the first third down in the game to DJ Moore on a dagger. Now, I wondered, I think it was maybe OZ on the other side of the field, if I'm remembering right on that play. I thought he was maybe open too, but Ben said he liked the decision. And Caleb just missed high. And, you know, maybe asking him as the play caller to hit a dagger down, you know, a deeper dagger downfield as his first completion, maybe there's better ways, you know, to get him going in a rhythm with shorter, easier throws. I think that's fair self-criticism from Ben Johnson. On the other hand, I look at the first throw of the game, and it was a speed out to Luther Burden, and it was there, and he just overthrew that one too. So, I mean, how much can we realistically start pulling these passes in closer to the line of scrimmage to get Caleb going? You know, that dagger concept, we've seen it all season, and we've seen Caleb hit it. The numbers yesterday, middle of the field. Bears have been really good in the middle of the field all year. Caleb's been good in the middle of the field, and yesterday those numbers were atrocious. So, you know, I think you give the Packers credit defensively for some of that. And I appreciate Ben taking that into consideration, some of these things that he can do better to get Caleb in a rhythm early. But, you know, you can't just run the ball all the time. We can keep making excuse after excuse, but I think Caleb's got to own the fact that this accuracy, these are throws he's got to hit, whether it's the first quarter, fourth quarter, whatever it is. You got to come out stronger. And to his credit, he did say that after the game, and I think he's very conscious of it.
What do you think is going on with DJ Moore's role in this offense? Are we seeing him being devalued? Is he not getting open? When you break down the tape, what do you see?
Well, another super interesting thing Ben said today, he said that going into this game, he thought DJ was going to have more opportunities than any other weapon in their offense. And he was pretty surprised to look at the stat sheet when it was all said and done, 1 catch minus 4 yards. So, you know, I think, again, you give credit to the Packers for taking DJ Moore away, which makes sense. Roma Dunze's out. Who's the next guy you want to concentrate on? So I think there was some of that. I think there was a couple misses to DJ. That one play, they tried to flip it to him, which was the minus 4 on his 1 catch. I mean, that wasn't even a pass play.
It was a his murder one ball. Catch,
yeah, his 1 catch wasn't even really a drop back. It was a flip forward. So, look, I think that this is a big talk. It has to be a big talking point. You're paying DJ Moore too much money to not have him be a significant factor. If you told me that, and I think he's on pace for like 600 something receiving yards right now, Mark Carmer brought that up to me earlier today. Well, if Roma Dunze was having a Pro Bowl like season and taking off as a realistic number one, and that's just how it was falling for DJ Moore, I think you could accept that. And for a while early on in the season, back in September and early October, that's what we thought we were watching. But then Rome wasn't quite himself. We find out later he's been playing with an injury. Now he's not playing. He didn't play at all this week. The fact that DJ's still lagging behind and not getting the targets, not getting the production, it is concerning. I don't know what the answers are, Lawrence. I think it's been sort of all of the above. I think there, if you put Truth Serum through all the, you know, everybody involved here, whatever reason, the chemistry with Caleb and DJ has not been what it was when DJ was playing with Justin Fields. I also think, I don't know this, I think that Ben might be struggling a little bit to figure out exactly what DJ is in his offense, because he's a pretty unique wide receiver. You know, whether it's, we're talking about his height, his speed, the way he runs route. And I also think, when you asked me about the film, there are times where I don't love the routes that DJ's running. I don't, some of these clear outs, he's not selling enough. Sometimes he's not breaking hard enough. And then there's other times where it looks fantastic. So I just think it's a boring all of the above answer, but I think in this case, it's actually accurate.
It is. It was beautiful to see this game be that good in December for these two teams and these two organizations. And I have faith in Ben to react and adjust. LaFleur will as well. But if I had to pick today, I'm saying the Bears win on Saturday the 20th. What do you think about this one yet?
Well, Speaks, I love that that's where your head's at, because I feel the same way. I get it. They lost to the Packers again, and Packer fans are going to rub all the records, and Matt LaFleur is now 12-1 against the Bears and all that. Fine. Let's look at yesterday, though. If yesterday's game is an example of what this rivalry is going to become here for, I don't know, let's say the next few years, maybe 5 years, let's go. I'm fired up about that, because that was a hell of a football game. That was a playoff game. And the Bears are going to win some of those, and they're going to lose some of those. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's the America's Game of the Week. The ratings will be outstanding whenever they announce those. And, you know, in 12 days, they get right back out there on Soldier Field in a primetime game, and it's going to be part two. And it wouldn't shock me if there's a part three in the playoffs. So let's hope that's what this is. And maybe they'll have this thing split by next week on Saturday, and then the rubber match comes in the playoffs, and that would be fantastic for football. And hopefully a thing, you know, the way this thing goes, because we got the coaches here to make it a rivalry. I think the players, the more they get more and more reps, we saw some chippiness yesterday, a little bit at times. It was a fun game. It was a really good game, and it sucks the Bears were on the wrong end of it, but sign me up for next week. And sign me up for a playoff game if that's the way it all falls.
Hoger, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, always good talking football with you guys. Have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.